Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting third. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The right fielder, Junior Moore. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor takes first base on ball four. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to second. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nordhagen moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Colburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn bunts, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5 to nothing, White Sox. Paul Mitchell now pitching. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Mitchell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lascano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers won. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Colburn hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Squires steals second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Squires steals third. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Squires tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nordhagen throws the ball into Morrison who tags Yount, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Claudel Washington now playing right field. Junior Moore now playing left field. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lascano takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lascano moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morrison. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Morrison steals second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pryor strikes out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor misplays the ball. That's an error on Pryor. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mitchell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lizcano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Lizcano reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.